This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, July 21st, 2006. We've made it to the end of another week, and it seems like this summer is going too damn fast for me, because, you know, I only have like 5 more weeks off, and then I gotta go back to work, which really sucks. But anyway, today it seems like Bush had a banner day, if you want to call it that, but two things happened for him that I thought were significant. Of course, I am suspecting that it was completely orchestrated by Karl Rove. Today, the Congress extended the voting rights legislation for the next 25 years, and that was voted in the 60s or something like that. So basically, it gives voting rights to the African Americans, and at the same time, Bush was speaking at the NAACP, which is the first time in his presidency that he's ever spoken to the NAACP. And of course, he's trying to get, you know, work the African Americans to get the votes in November for the Republican Party. But it was interesting because at one point he says, I know that the Republicans don't have a strong history with the African Americans. And then right at that point, or he said something like that, and then right at that point, the crowd, like, cheers and, you know, screams like they agree with what he's saying, finally. But then he goes on to say other things, and hoping that he can repair things with the NAACP and the African Americans. But I just hope that they're not playing into his politics, and certainly I hope they don't vote for any Republicans in the fall, because they've got enough of a history with the Republican Party to not warrant their votes going towards the Republican Party. But there was another thing, too. He said something like, something about this is not being the same party or as the party of Abraham Lincoln. And I'm like, dude, the Republican Party hasn't been like the party of the Lincoln administration for many, many years. I would hate to see you comparing the two, because they're nothing alike. Anyway, what I did do was I captured this bit of audio from the news, from NBC News, Nightly News, and I will play it for you now, because as I usually say, they explain things much better than I do. So listen to this little clip from the news, and then I will move on to something else after that. So listen to this.
NBC News in depth tonight, the Republican Party and race relations. On the very day President Bush spoke to the NAACP for the first time in his presidency, the Senate passed and sent the president a 25-year renewal of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The timing here was no accident. Republicans are trying to shore up their standing with black voters before the November elections. But as our chief White House correspondent David Gregory tells us tonight, it's an uphill battle. Of that right.
Making his first ever speech to the NAACP as president, Mr. Bush didn't dare hide from political reality, nor did his audience hide its feelings.
And I understand that many African Americans distrust my political party.
That reaction highlights the problem for this president and his party.
I consider it a tragedy that the party of Abraham Lincoln let go of his historic ties with the African American community.
Mr. Bush never apologized for those broken ties, but today's visit appeared to be about making amends. Acknowledging a rocky relationship with the nation's oldest civil rights organization, the president asked for a new start.
You must understand, I understand, that racism still lingers in America.
Still, the Republican Party has a long way to go. Mr. Bush won just 8% of the African-American vote in 2000, then 11% in 2004.
But the White House continued to court African-American voters by promoting education reform, more money for faith-based groups, even a ban on gay marriage. Still, those efforts have failed.
Then came Katrina, and charges that racism motivated the federal government's slow response. Today, the president spoke of the way forward in the hurricane zone.
But it's a commitment to the people of the Gulf Coast of the United States to see to it that their lives are better and brighter than before the storm.
Reaction in the hall today was mixed. Some who disagreed with the president were still glad he came. Others were more cynical.
He is here to save the Republican Party. He has every right to do that. But he plays it as he's here to save the country.
The group's president said today Republican outreach has to produce results.
I don't see enough being done that causes the African American community to say we think that the reach out is occurring.
It's clear the president hopes that showing up today was a start. David Gregory, NBC News, the White House.
Moving on to other things, as you know, I've been having lots of time on my hands this week because the boyfriend is still out of town, which he comes back in next Tuesday evening, I believe. But I've been doing some things around the house, cleaning things out and getting things together for charity and so forth. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I got together like 4 bags of clothes that are either old clothes or I don't wear them anymore, I don't like them, or they don't fit, and that kind of thing. And I put them together in bags. I'm going to take them to charity tomorrow. But the other thing I'm going to do is what I did today was I got together some old computers. I have, as you probably know, many, many computers in my house and, well, in my storage unit too. But I've decided to, as I did last fall or last January, something like that, I took my old computers to the eBay auction store. Even though I have an account on eBay, it's not the same thing as selling computers, so I take it to this eBay store, and they will sell it for you and just give you the money at the end. But, well, what I did was I have, this time it's laptops. Last time it was desktops, but this time it's laptops. I have 3 laptops that I'm going to take to the eBay auction store and have them sell for me. Now, for those of you who are Mac people, you'll know these computers I'm talking about. The first one is the original iBook that was first introduced, I believe, in 1999. Maybe it was 2000. No, I think it was 1999. It's the blue clamshell model that was like a 300 megahertz G3 or something like that. Very slow, but it runs OS 8.6, and it still runs it pretty fast. So it's still a decent computer. It has, even at that time, it was a lot of RAM. I had 160 megabytes of RAM. I maxed out the RAM on it, and it had like a 3 gig hard drive. Can you believe that? A 3 gig hard drive? I guess back in 1999, that was a big hard drive. But because I know my the next computer I'm going to buy is going to have a 500 gigabyte hard drive. So anyway, so I have that one, and it's in really good shape. It's clean. It's none of the keys are missing on the keyboard. The only problem with it is that the battery doesn't hold the charge anymore, and I guess I really can't expect it to after 7 years of having it, but I still have the power cord and everything and the original discs and everything, so it's in good shape, and I hope it will sell for a little chunk of money. And what I did was I plugged it in and turned it on, and of course it came up just fine. But what I did was I restored it to the original factory software and factory settings, so that all of the all of my settings and stuff were erased off of there. So the blue clamshell iBook, which has 160 meg of RAM and 3 gig hard drive, is ready for sale. The next one that I have was the next generation of iBook, the next major revision, which I believe was in 2000 or 2001. It might have been 2001. But it was the first square white iBook that they produced. And it was running system 9.2.1, something like that. And that computer was a workhorse. I kept that for a really long time. But it had... how much RAM was on that thing? Oh, gosh, I can't remember now. 360 megabytes of RAM? Or, no, 768 mega RAM, something like that. It had a lot of RAM on it. And it had a 10 gig hard drive. So, you know, 2 years later, they're raising how much RAM it can have and how much hard drive space. But the speed of it didn't increase that much. It only went up to a 500 megahertz G3. I know this is all computer geek stuff, but Apple people will know what I'm talking about, and, you know, anyway. So I did the same thing with that one. I started it up and plugged it in because this one, too, the battery does not hold its charge very well. So I have to plug it in. But I restored the hard drive back to its original factory settings and stuff so that, again, all of my settings would be gone once the next person gets it. And this one is a little bit more beat up. It's got some more scratches and stuff on it, but I cleaned it up as best I could so that it would sell well. And again, it has all the original discs and the books and stuff that go with it and all the cords and stuff, so I think, too, it should sell okay. Then the final one is my most recent one that I just replaced with the MacBook. I'm not selling the MacBook, no. I'm getting rid of the 17-inch G4 PowerBook. This one is the one I'm not so sure I should be getting rid of because it's still, the battery still holds the charge. It is a 1 gigahertz G4. It's got a gigabyte of RAM on it. It's the 17-inch PowerBook. It's in really good shape. I know that it's been up, the PowerBook line has been updated since I bought that one. Like, I think it's up to like 1.33 gigahertz or 1.67 gigahertz or something like that. But this thing has been a workhorse too. I got it will be 3 years old in September, but it's still a really good PowerBook, and I question myself whether I should get rid of it or not because it is still in such good shape. It's still shiny, and the only thing that is missing is the little plastic things on the bottom that that it sits on. Those have all broken off, but that's okay, I guess. And it's still, the only thing I don't like about it is the size. It's just way too big, and that's why I downgraded to the MacBook because it's much smaller, it's lighter, it's easier to handle and take places. So, I love the 17-inch, but it's just way too big. Could you ever imagine hearing a gay man saying it's too big? But anyway, so I have those three laptops that I'm going to take to the eBay auction store, and I'm going to also sell my original iSight camera. When I got my first iMac, the iMac that was like the half circle, the half dome one, that's when I bought the iSight camera, of course, when it first came out. And I used it then, but now that the MacBook has the iSight camera built in, I don't need this iSight camera anymore. And plus, it was kind of a pain in the butt to connect to the new iMac because it didn't sit on it properly and stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of the iSight camera. And then one other thing I'm getting rid of is Logic Express 7, which is the software that some people use to do their podcasts and do a lot of audio things. But I bought that software last year when I started doing the podcast and thought that I would learn it, but it's way too fucking complicated. I just decided I am not going to fool with doing this, so... And I paid like $140 for it. I know it's crazy, but I'm going to go ahead and sell it. So I'll get a little bit of money back. I don't think I will recoup any certain percentage of what I paid for these things. Because, oh my God, the 17-inch G4 was like $3,200. But anyway, so that's what I did most of the afternoon. And put all that stuff together, cleaned things up, put all the discs and bags with the books and stuff, and just got it all ready to go. So I'll be taking that to the eBay auction store. But before that, this morning I went, it's been a week now, the boyfriend's been gone a week, and he asked me to go to his house and water his plants and get his mail. So I went to his house this morning and got all his mail and watered the plants, and then fixed a shelf that was a need to be moved down a little bit. I did that for him too. But when I went into the kitchen to get a drink, I'm like, what is that smell? There is an awful smell in his kitchen. And I know he's going to be upset, but I couldn't figure it out. But I know where it's coming from. It's coming from the refrigerator. I opened the refrigerator to get a Coke out there, and that thing absolutely reeks. There is something rotting in his refrigerator. But I opened up all the containers that he had left in it, and I can't figure out which one it is because they all smell bad. And I didn't want to throw anything away in case, if he had planned to have it or something. So I don't know what is reeking in his refrigerator, but he is not going to be happy when he comes home and opens his refrigerator and smells that stink. It's going to be awful, just awful. But I don't think I'll be going over there again. I know I won't be going over there again. So, anyway, something in the boyfriend's refrigerator stinks, and I don't know what it is. Now, for those of you who are Big Brother watchers, and you didn't watch it last night, you might want to skip this part, because I'm going to tell you about Big Brother and give a little spoiler, I guess, because I want to tell you a little bit about Big Brother, what was going on. On Big Brother on last night, Diane and Nokomis were up for eviction. Well, on Tuesday night, Erica won the power of veto, but she decided not to use it. So one of them had to leave tonight. Well, as it turns out, it was Nokomis. Nokomis is the crazy girl who has got, her hair is always dyed different colors, and she's got tattoos all over her, and she's just this weird, she's just weird, you know. So they all voted her out. Did she say by how many votes? I really didn't pay attention to that part. But the interesting thing was is that they played this little part in the show that's creating the idea that Jace and Diane are in cahoots together. And then they like played all this evidence and stuff, and it was kind of cool. So, well, watching that makes me think that maybe they are in cahoots and they have this their own little alliance going. However, it's hard to say because what kind of alliance can those two people have? The only way they can hold that is if they go to the end. However, every time someone asked Jace this week who he was voting for, he said Nokomis. He said, oh, she's a strong player, Nokomis this, Nokomis that. So I guess that could be his way of keeping Diane in the game, I guess. I'm not sure about that. So then Nokomis is out, and then they had the head of household competition afterwards, and they had to watch this video of all these different the competitions they've had so far, and they had to remember certain things. And then they went outside and they had to answer, have to answer questions, choosing A or B, which one was the correct answer for the questions, by remembering the details of the video. Well, as it turned out, it came down to James and, I can't remember her name. What is her name? She was up for eviction last week and didn't lose. Shit, let me go to CBS and see if I can figure it out. CBS.com. What is her name? Not Diane. What is her name? Come on, CBS. You're being awful slow. Oh, God. What is her name? Oh, let me go here and see. The black girl. What's her name? Here it is coming up right now. And her name is Danielle. Of course, Danielle. So, it was up to, what was I saying? Danielle. Oh, it was up to James and Danielle for the head of household competition. And they had to answer a question, how many seconds did it take to do something? And Danielle went over and James was under, so he won the head of household. And I was all excited because, as you probably heard me say before, that I think James is the most attractive man in the Big Brother household. I don't like him because his politics and his religion, I don't care for that. But I just think he's the most attractive man. He's adorable. He's handsome. He's not that, you know, that fancy-looking Chase or, he's not as good-looking as Dr. Will is either, but I just think he's got a really good look about him. So anyway, James is now head of household, and we will see on Sunday who he nominates for eviction for next week. Man, I have been talking about this way too much. I'm sure some of you are just get sick of hearing about Big Brother. I'm sure you do. But anyway, okay, Big Brother talk is over. Now I want to move on to some email that I got. Vincent, our listener in Malaysia, has been so sweet lately. He sent me an email yesterday saying, Archer, I don't want you to be sad because the boyfriend's away, so I'm going to send you something funny each day. And the first day he sent me this little video of this guy cooking his breakfast on the processor of his computer. He actually cooked an egg on the processor of his computer because, you know, the processor of a computer would get too hot. So this guy cooked an egg on his processor. I thought that was cute. And then he sent me a video, something like free milk at Starbucks or something like that. And it's basically this little video showing this coffee shop where the waitress, once she serves the coffee, she then takes out her boob and she squeezes milk from her boob into the coffee. I kind of think it was just a setup. I don't think she was actually spraying her own personal milk into it, but that's what the video was showing. So it was kind of funny. And it was showing all the reaction of the people who were getting the milk spread into their coffee, and I don't think they were too happy about it. Although at the end, this one guy, after she was done squirting, he held up his cup and wanted more. I think that was just to see her boob more than anything else. And then I got an email from Ramble Redhead, and he was sharing his haircut. As you know, on the other day on the video blog, whatever the vlog that I did, I talked about my haircut. Well, Tom from Ramble Redhead Show got a haircut too, and he sent me a picture of his haircut. So thank you, Tom. That was sweet, and it looked cute and all of that. And then we got some comments on the website, which, of course, I should have all this up and ready, but I don't. Maupassant was talking about... he says, hi, Archer. Every time I have had... Oh, he was talking about... remember, I was talking about the plumber the other day and how much it cost me to replace the knob in the shower. He says, hi, Archer. Every time I've had somebody come to the house to do a repair, they've charged at least $60 just for a house call. So I don't think you did too badly with that plumber. I'm also impressed by his scruples about charging you too much. At least the handle works properly now. So true, Maupassant. I appreciate that. And let me see if there's any other comments that I didn't comment on. Well, on the video, we heard from Ramble, from Vincent, from John Ong, and Mike Perry. And that's pretty much it for that. But, you know, I keep scratching my nose. There's something wrong with my skin today. I'm feeling very itchy. Like my nose itches, my head itches. My arms itch, and I don't know why I'm like all itchy today. I didn't change the soap in the shower. I didn't change anything today, but yet I'm feeling all itchy for some reason. I don't know why. I don't have crabs or body lice or anything. I don't know why I just thought about that, but I'm just all itchy, and I don't know why. So I don't know. Anyway, today is Friday, so I hope you are having a wonderful day and that you have something planned for the weekend. I, unfortunately, do not have anything planned for the weekend because the boyfriend is out of town. I was actually thinking about going to a movie, like going to see The Devil Wears Prada or the Al Gore movie, but the boyfriend, I already talked about both seeing both of those movies, and I would hate for him to be upset if I went to see those movies and he wanted to go with me. So, see, I'm scratching my nose again. It itches. Oh, I don't understand the itchiness. So anyway, you know, for those of you who are, hanging around Sunday night with nothing to do, I'm going to be recording a show on Sunday night for Monday, of course, and I'm going to go ahead and get on Skype. So if anybody, not that I'm calling this an official call-in show, but if you'd like to chat on Skype and you're hearing this before Sunday night about, let's say, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to chat with me on Skype, get on Skype, and if you don't have me already on your list, add Archer Radio to your list, of contacts, and we can do a show. I mean, we can record a show. God, my nose is itching so bad. Why does my nose itch? Somebody give me some advice. Oh, I don't like that. It's so itchy. It didn't start itching until I started this podcast. What's going on with that? Anyway, so yeah, let's plan on doing a little bit of a call-in show on Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and we'll record a show or two for next week. Let's see, how much time have we been recording? I hate when podcasters do that, but I have it covered up so I can't see. Okay, I think this is long enough. Plus, this nose is driving me crazy. All right, boys and girls, I hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend, and hopefully I'll talk to some of you, one or two of you, on Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
Usher Ray.